Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a carjacking on Highway 96 that saw the driver and a passenger of a tow truck from Buddy's Tow stopped at gunpoint and forced to exit the vehicle at just after 3 o'clock yesterday morning. The CHP reports the two suspects were armed and that one of them fired a shot and demanded the occupants get out of the vehicle. They complied. The suspects then fled the scene with the tow truck, which was also carrying a pickup and towing a small trailer that contained two snowmobiles. The suspects wore dark clothing and dark masks, and the tow truck was later found completely destroyed by fire, with the truck still on its bed and the trailer gone. The suspects remain at large. The Arcata City Council held a special meeting last night to appoint a successor to Mark Wheatley's vacant council seat, now that Wheatley is the city manager in Fortuna. Six candidates were interviewed by the council, including past council members, and the community participated and submitted questions via Facebook Live, the first time the city has used that platform for a municipal meeting. Topics discussed range from budget priorities, housing and economic development, and community relations. The council then appointed Brett Watson, a 2010 graduate of Humboldt State with a degree in forestry and a small business owner in Arcata, to fill out the remainder of Wheatley's term. Watson will be sworn in at next Wednesday's regular council meeting. The local office of the National Weather Service reported yesterday on Twitter that Humboldt County has received 58.32 inches of rain since October 1st of last year. It was that winter rain that left roadways across the county and the region in desperate need of repair, and none so more than Highway 299, which saw two large slides impact the roadway at Big French Creek. Caltrans will close down 299 at that location for 4 hours today from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. to perform blasting work at the site of the slide. Once the roadway is reopened, traffic restrictions during the week will remain in place, with one-way controlled traffic from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. with minimal delays, and from 6 p.m. until 6 a.m. with up to 30-minute delays. Jordan Christmas has news from Humboldt State.
Humboldt State University held an award ceremony on Wednesday, and they honored two students who were in the Outstanding Students category. Cheyenne King was recognized for her academic excellence while majoring in psychology and liberal studies child development, as well as her volunteer work on campus, putting in over 700 hours for various programs and departments. Abigail Peterson was honored for her academic success majoring in biology and her work related to concussion and sports injury research with the NCAA.
Thank you, Jordan. In Del Norte County, California Highway Patrol officers from Crescent City and deputies from the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office responded to the Collier rest stop on Highway 199 Wednesday morning after the body of a deceased man was discovered. The man was listed as a resident of Maryland, and identification is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. The preliminary investigation suggests the death was self-inflicted. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The discussion about the recent passage and the potential impacts of Senate Bill 1, the transportation package supported by Governor Brown and the democratically controlled legislature, continues. The bill will increase sales tax on gasoline and diesel and increase vehicle registration fees in order to raise some $5 billion per year over the next decade to fix the state's roads and highways. Supervisor Estelle Fennell, like many other officials in rural areas, supports the bill because it's the best deal rural counties can get, but wants to make sure the state guarantees it will go to roads.
You know, from the local perspective, I think the challenge for us right now is to be very, very clear that the reason the governor and the legislature, the reason they passed this is because of the roads. We're going to have to keep Public Works right on that image and not have that funding stream into other areas.
The state has deferred some $200 million in road funding, and $6 million per year won't fill that gap immediately, but it's needed.
Just maintenance alone is a huge deal. I sure wish we could get to the point where we created real roads in Humboldt. I mean, a lot of them started out as wagon trails. Some of them look at the problems we have at Last Chance Grade.
Humboldt County is looking at about $6 million per year for road maintenance. With more than 1,200 miles of roads to fix and maintain, it will take time for Public Works to make the necessary repairs and upgrades. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.